Welcome to our podcast, Banking on Value Exchange. This is episode 7 in our series on reinventing account analysis. And today we will focus on implementing hybrid interest accounts. I'm your host, Sam Davidowitz, Director of Sales at SunTech. And joining us today is Dan Gill, SunTech's Industry Principal for Banking and Financial Services. Dan, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Sam. Looking forward to it.
Excellent. Dan, in today's higher rate environment, we are seeing the fight for deposits continue to heat up, causing banks to rethink their strategy to attract and retain deposits. And it's not just between which banks can offer more competitive rates, but we're also seeing organizations look to treasuries for yield. And with earnings credit traditionally being, you know, the lowest yielding option for corporate treasury customers, banks are even seeing organizations ask for higher yielding interest bearing accounts and willingness to pay fees without this element of earnings credit. So to kick things off, I wanted to hear from you on what tools do banks have at their disposal in the current environment?
Yeah, good question. I think we actually find ourselves in a whole new world, really, as far as corporates and their banks and how they relate to each other, specifically on account analysis, earnings credit, interest, et cetera. You know, for the longest time, banks weren't allowed to pay hard interest on demand deposit accounts, which meant we had to use things like earnings credit in order to give some level of compensation for the balances. Of course, earnings credit only being used to offset services. As a part of Dodd-Frank, one of the things that happened to more than a decade ago now is that that restriction was removed. So everybody thought at that time we were going to see earnings credit maybe going away and hard interest, you know, take over in other, like other sorts of accounts. The problem is that around the same time, interest rates went to basically zero. And so we never had a chance to really look at how does this work? What does it look like? Should earnings credit go away? And so on. And so it really opens up a lot of opportunities for banks to offer different things to their treasury customers. Some treasury customers still want a traditional earnings credit because they don't, their philosophy, if you will, doesn't like to pay the fees. They prefer to offset them with balances. Other customers are traditionally chasing yield and are looking for a return on their balances and are looking for a more hard interest thing. So it really gives banks opportunities to develop new types of products that they can offer their corporate treasury customers through account analysis in order to get best use of the balances based on what the customer is trying to achieve.
Excellent. So I think you touched a little bit on what is a hybrid interest account, but can you talk about the benefits banks can achieve with these types of accounts?
Yeah, well, of course, in today's world, banks are almost all chasing deposits, right? The competition for those has become very stiff. And so having more tools in the toolbox gives you better things you can offer your customers that will then entice them to maintain more deposits. A hybrid interest account basically is this idea of traditional earnings credit, which can be used to offset service charges, can be offered up to the point where the customer has paid for all their charges, and then anything, any balances that are left in excess over the earned credit, then gets a hard interest. And this has a lot of benefits for both the bank and the corporate. Of course, there's tax benefits to earnings credit, for one. There's the benefits of how do they expense service charges versus how do they offset them with balances. And you see a mix of companies with what they want to do. And so in order to cater to those different philosophies of corporate treasuries, the bank wants to be able to offer a number of things, right? Hybrid interest is sort of the happy medium in between earnings credit only and hard interest only, both of which have benefits and both of which have sort of consequences from an accounting and a tax perspective for the corporate treasury.
Got it. So I think that's a good overview on the benefits corporate treasury customers can get with these types of accounts. In terms of the bank and challenges of implementing hybrid interest account programs, can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it really goes back to that topic we've talked about so many times on this podcast, is that banks find themselves handcuffed by their legacy technology. We talked to a bank last week whose account analysis system has been in place for 30 years. Well, 30 years ago, this wasn't even a thought. And so we find ourselves hamstrung by our limitations of the systems we would use to offer compelling things to customers. And so the hard part about it, well, you may have a system that's not even capable of calculating hard interest, or certainly not calculating hard interest on excess balances over and above the earnings credit. So it really comes down to not only having the right tools, having tools that allow you to actually do this, but then it gets a little deeper in that you have to know more about your customer. You have to be able to see how your customer behaves, what they do with their balances, both from a technical data point of view, but also what is their philosophy. And this comes down to good relationship management, but it also comes down to good visibility into the information about those customers, so that you don't go and just offer a super high interest account to every corporate customer, basically giving away the bank, where you're paying more interest than you probably would need to. But you need to be able to understand the customer, view the customer holistically, both from a how they think and a how they act point of view. That takes both systems and it takes good relationship management.
Yeah, we're certainly having a lot of discussions on this, of banks looking to enable this, or banks looking to upgrade their account analysis systems or replace them to bring in this type of capability. But if you're not one of those banks that we've been talking to already, feel free to reach out to myself, Dan, or suntechgroup.com to have a further discussion.
Absolutely.
We hope you enjoyed the topic today, and stay tuned for our next episode on gaining clarity and agility in account analysis. Dan, thanks so much for your time.
Awesome. Thanks, Sam.